朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我们在讲池塘，我们在讲建堂，我们都在讲教会的发展。教会发展的目的是什么？
When we talk about church planting and church building, what exactly is the expansion of the work of the church to be about?
有的时候想到好死歹死、好活歹活的问题的时候，实在让我很深的想到这个人生的意义。
And that each time we can face life and death and the struggle there, I often think of what exactly is the meaning of life.
原谅我把我比较主观、比较偏激的结论跟大家分享。
And yet I want to share, perhaps if you'll forgive me, my own subjective experiences in this area.
一个基督徒活在地上，一个教会被设立在地上，只有一个目的。
There is only one purpose and one sole purpose for a church to exist here on the earth.
我们活在地上只有一个目的，就是让人能够因着我们的活，能够与神和好。
We live for the express purpose of allowing others because of our life to also live in Christ.
所以今天我愿意继续上次跟弟兄姊妹从约翰福音来看到主耶稣关心个人的一些个案，来勉励我们在主的面前应当如何来传福音的为主而活。
And so I want to continue our thoughts together on the wisdom and the knowledge of leading other people to Christ, and exactly how are we then to live today?
传福音需要有负担，我想我们都了解这一件事情。
To proclamate the gospel, one indeed has to have a burden for that proclamation.
但是我们也有经验知道，有负担不够，我们还需要技巧。
And yet we know that burden in itself is not sufficient, that in some very real way we need wisdom and a technique.
很多人感觉到这些基督徒对他们的负担。
A lot of people can experience the burden that others might have toward them.
但是我们发现很多非基督徒很怕基督徒的负担。
And yet many non-Christians are fearful of the so-called burden Christians.
因为我们有负担，还需要有传福音的技巧。
That not only do we have to have that burden, but we have to have the technique to spread that burden.
带人信主需要有爱心，但是也需要有智慧。
That we need not only love to bring people to the Lord, we also need wisdom.
所以上一次我曾经提到传福音三个很重要的 M。
And so last time we looked at three very important M's in relationship to evangelism.
这三个 M 是前后有次序、有先后的。
And that each of these represents a certain order.
传福音最重要的一件事情，第一个 M 就是 message， 就是信息。
And that the first M that we need to focus on is that of the message.
第二个很重要的 M 在传福音的人身上就是他的 motive。
Then secondly, the motivation.
他的动机到底是如何？第三个 M 就是这两次我们所强调的 method 方法。
And then lastly, the third M, that of method.
在箴言书十一章三十节，我们很清楚记得这一句话。圣经告诉我们说，有智慧的人必能得人。
There it speaks of in Proverbs the 30th chapter that he who has wisdom is able to gain people.
上一次我们从约翰福音第三章和第四章看见两次耶稣基督个人工作的个案的记载。
And we saw in chapter 3 and chapter 4 of the Gospel of John recorded there certain encounters that Jesus had with other people.
虽然就是耶稣基督关心一个个人信主的事，但是我们发现这两个记载里面有许许多多可以使我们参考的不同的地方。
And although they reflect Jesus and his care and concern for the evangelism of these people, I think that within these two accounts and these two chapters, there are truths that you and I can have today.
上次有一点我没有讲，我希望在这里很快的补充一下。
And there's one point that in following up of last time that I did not mention.
我觉得在主耶稣基督个人布道和传福音的事上看到一件事情是我们今天每一个传福音的人都需要参考学习的。
And in that account, we saw one thing that I believe that each of us today who are involved in evangelism needs to consider.
就是学习尊重对方。
That is how to respect the other person.
我觉得今天我们传福音，我们太自义，我们太觉得我们是一个完全人，你是个罪人，所以在讲道 道的时候，传福音的时候，个人工作的时候，那个人一直就有一种挨打的感觉。
That oftentimes we approach evangelism in a self-righteous motif that I am righteous and you are a sinner, and we inevitably cause this person to shun away.
在我个人的信仰里面
，in my own personal faith，
我相信启示有两种。
I believe that there are two different kinds of revelation.
一种是所谓一般的启示，一种是所谓特殊的启示。
First, a general revelation, and then a specific revelation.
我今天没有时间详细的讲，不过在特殊的启示，我们知道是我们的圣经，是耶稣基督，是今天主的身体教会。
Although we don't have time, we know that special revelation is through the written word of God, through His church, and through Christians.
我十分的相信，今天神一般的启示是。普及在全世界各地。
And I know for a fact, and I believe strongly that God's special revelation is something that is visible in every part of the earth.
我相信每一个宗教都有一点点真神的启示在里面。
That within every religion there is a bit, a small part in which God has revealed Himself.
请大家还没有对我这句话有反应以前，请听我讲完后面这两三句话。
But yet, before you reach a conclusion on what I just said, please listen on.
我们看见保罗在雅典跟着这些希腊人传福音的时候
，We saw Paul when he was in Athens.When he was preaching the gospel,
我们看见整篇他的信息充满了对希腊人的尊重。
And we saw within his message the great respect that Paul had to his listeners, the Athenians.
今天我们传福音的对象对基督教没有这种感觉。
And yet we know that many today do not have that same feeling that that we respect them.
他们总是觉得你们这些基督徒太过分了，太排他了，太绝对了，太骄傲了，太自大。
And that you Christians seem to be so bold.And proud and so self-righteous in your proclamation.
我们相信耶稣基督是那唯一的拯救。
We believe that Jesus is the only way to salvation.
但是今天上帝也把他的神性、他的永能也放在今天世人的心中。
Yet we know that God has manifested Himself, His divine nature, amongst the world.
所以当我们去传福音的时候，求主给我们一个谦卑的态度。
And so as we preach the gospel, may God grant us a submissive and humble spirit.
第一，我也是一个蒙恩的罪人。
First of all, I am one who is under the grace of God.
第二，这个没有相信耶稣基督的人，在他的心里面也有一些真神启示的一些火花在里面。
Even though that non-Christian might not have the knowledge that I have, he represents and he has a certain amount of spark of divine nature within him.
我们今天要看刚才所读的这段经文，第三次主耶稣在约翰福音里面的个案。如何做个人布道的工作
？So we want to look together at the passage that was read earlier this morning, and to look at it to meditate on the truths that we can have from personal evangelism.
约翰福音第四章四十六节到五十四节，刚才我们已经读过了。
John chapter 4 verse 46 to 54.
使徒约翰在写约翰福音的时候，他有许多的材料是经过特选。
We know that when the Apostle John wrote his gospel, he was very critical, he was very picky at the material that he used.
他所选的一些资料是在马太、马可、路加三本福音，我们一般的神学叫做对观福音或者福类福音 Synoptic Gospel 是前面没有记载。
And we know that John records within his gospel certain accounts that have not been recorded in the Synoptic Gospel.
那么今天我们所读的这段经文是只有约翰有，而马太、马可、路加并没有记载这一件事情。
We see the uniqueness then of this account that John has for us.
从神迹的角度来看，我们看见。在我们今天所读的这段圣经里面，主耶稣基督的能力从超越空间的事实上显明他的大能。
From the miracle that we have here before us, we see that Jesus Christ's ability far outreaches and extends time and space.
这件事情的记载是在迦拿。
We see that the recording of this event took place in Canaan.
但是神迹的发生在加百农。
But we see that the actual transpiring of this miracle took place in Capernaum.
当他们谈话的时候，在一个地方，那个孩子的医治是在另外一个地方。
And as they spoke in one place, the child's miraculous heal was in another place.
这两个地方相隔大概有二十英里。
And a distance of some 20 miles stood in the way of these two cities.
这个事实鼓励提醒我们。 怎么样可以为宣教士祷告。
And I believe that this truth can encourage us and remind us of our role to pray for missionaries.
每一个礼拜三我们在教会里面同心合一为许许多多的事情祷告的时候，
Every Wednesday as we gather together here at church for prayer meeting to pray for many things.
那些我们所祷告的事情并不就在那个祷告室里面。
I know that the things that we pray for and the people are not there with us.
我们所祷告的一些事情都在这个祷告室之外，有的是十万八千里相当远的一个范围。
But all of them are outside of that little room and in fact at very great distances.
今天带传道站在这里，他的五代以前的祖先戴德生牧师信主的时候，就是给我们看见这样的一个见证。
Hudson Taylor's mother's prayer for her son was a testimony to this.
有一天，他的母亲戴德生的母亲有一个很强烈的负担，要为他儿子祷告。
One day, Hudson Taylor's mother had a very great burden to pray for her son.
他们相隔相当一个距离。
They were separated at a very great distance.
迫切地跪在她的房间里面为她的儿子祷告。
Reverently, she prayed in her room, praying for her son.
一直祷告到什么程度呢？
What did she pray for until she stopped?
她觉得祷告的神已经听她的祷告了。
That she had an assurance that God had heard her prayer.
也就在那一刹那。
And it was at that immediate time.
她的儿子在远隔好远的一个地方拿起一张单张，在那样的一个地方得救而认识主而重生。
Her son, in a very great distance away, picked up a tract and after reading it, became a Christian.
所以我们看见耶稣两千年前能够做的事情，两千年后照样可以成为我们的经历。
And so we see that our experience can be the same of what was manifested here 2,000 years ago.
我今天早上我要从个人布道传福音的角度来看这一段的经文。
But I want to look at this particular passage more from the standpoint of personal evangelism.
四十六节到四十八节三节的圣经给我们一个得人的智慧是什么？
There in 46 to 48 verses we see the wisdom that is needed.To become fishers of men.
当我讲出来的时候，我想弟兄姊妹听了都会烦的，说李牧师这个事情已经讲了好久了，你还在讲这件事情。
Perhaps some would become very exasperated that you seem to be repeating yourself over and over again.
因为这些年来这件事情在我里面有很强烈的负担。
And yet I want to tell you that this particular point has had a very great burden within my own.
因为我常常觉得教会里面摆满了山珍海味。但是找了一些不饿的人来吃饭。
And it seems that many times we put before the people a very great feast, and yet the people that come are not those who are hungry.
我们找了一些最有名的医生来，但是我们把一些没有病的人找来。
And we have found the most famous doctors to come in our midst, yet we find those that do not need a physician to come.
或者我这样讲，我们请了一个很出名的心脏科的医生，但是请来的都是一些胃病的病人。
And we've invited a heart specialist to come and look at people with intestinal problems.
今天的教会是不是真正能够摸到这个世代的脉搏？
What exactly are we able to feel the pulse of the world today?
今天的基督徒是不是真的能够看见我们四周非基督徒真实的需要？
And in fact, can we as Christians indeed see very clearly the desperate need of the non-Christians today?
我们要有一个分辨真实需要的智慧，
so,
然后再传福音。
And so we need the wisdom of being able to distinguish between the needs, and only after that go to proclaim.
我们看见彼得一站起来讲到下面每一个人几乎没有例外都觉得扎心。
We see as Peter stood up to proclaim the message that there was not one exception that were pierced to the heart.
因为彼得的讲道击中了要害。
Because Peter's sermon touched the very nerve.
我不晓得是今天我们讲道的人讲得不够透彻呢，还是听到的人已经麻木了。
I don't know if it's the case of us preaching not thoroughly enough, or those that are listening have already been calloused.
但是从一个比较客观、比较谦卑的角度，我想我应当为自己的这一方面来检讨，不应当先去检讨这些听众。
And yet, in a point of humility, I want to examine my own heart first before I examine the listeners.
而不检讨听众，并不说明听众没有问题。
And yet, not to examine the listener does not mean that they do not have inherent problems.
因为事实上今天是有许多的人听到一个地步已经麻木了。
Because many today have heard and they've heard again until the point that they have become callous.
但是站在我一个传道人的身份，我把那个考虑放在后面，先 考虑自己。
And yet I want to delay that consideration and first examine my own heart.
当我们在这里看见46节、47节的时候
，As we look and examine verse 46 and 47,
我们很难真正发现这个大臣的需要在哪里。
We indeed have a very difficult time perceiving the exact need of this.Of this person.
我觉得约翰在这里在描写四十六节的时候，他刻意的有一些描写，你如果不注意看，你就把它过去了。
And that John very meticulously recorded events in chapter in verse 46 that we need to take time to look at.
请注意四十六节。
Look closely at verse 46.
耶稣又到了加利利的迦拿。
That he visited once again Canaan in Galilee.
然后下面讲了一句话。
Then he records something immediately.
他说迦拿就是他从前变水为酒的地方。
There it was in Canaan that he turned the water into wine.
读圣经有一个秘诀。
There is a secret to reading the Bible.
常常问问题。
That we need to learn to ask questions.
为什么这样写？
Why was it exactly that John mentioned this fact?
为什么约翰说，这个迦拿就是他从前变水为酒的地方？
Why did John specifically refer to this place as the place that Jesus changed water into wine?
是不是多写几个字可以多赚一点稿费？
Would it be that he recorded additional words in order to make more money?
我想不是。
I'm sure it is not the case.
也许有几个原因。
Especially if we consider the following reasons.
当时大概有两个以上的迦拿。
That there was probably at that time many, several different places called Canaan.
所以约翰在写的时候特别注明这个迦拿不是那个迦拿，这个迦拿是耶稣做过的这些事情。
And so John wanted to specifically reference the exact Canaan that Jesus was at.
但是我后来去查一些参考资料，我查不到第二个迦拿。
And yet when I looked at some reference material, I could not find it.
哦，我明白了，我想大概迦拿地方太小了。好，名不见经传，所以呢，这个约翰呢就稍微提醒一下，这个迦拿是那很特别的迦拿，因为耶稣行过神迹。
I thought maybe in this case that Canaan was such so was not known that John had to specifically refer to it as the place that Jesus performed this miracle.
我今天提一个新的解释给各位做参考。
And yet I want to give to you another solution.
迦拿是耶稣曾经把水变酒的地方。
Canaan was the place that Jesus turned the water into the wine.
迦拿是曾经一个皆大欢喜，每一个人都满足的一个地方。
And that Canaan was a place in which many people were satisfied and made happy.
很多时候我们就会漏掉了，在许多人都满足的里面，还有一些个人他心灵里面有痛苦和需要。
That in the midst of a very joyful and a very happy situation, there are still people in that crowd that have needs in their hearts.
请特别注意，在第四十六节有两个字“从前”这两个字。
We see here specifically a reference to where he had done this before.
弟兄姊妹，我越来越发现，从前常常是如今现在的拦阻。
That we see oftentimes that the things that had transpired in the past become the obstacles for the present.
从前的显赫，从前的辉煌，常常把一个人现在的痛苦把它遮盖掉。
And that the happiness and the glory of days past often conceals the pain within their hearts.
从前是何等的荣耀。
That before it was so glorious.
这个人还有什么问题呢？
How could this person have any more problems?
这个人怎么可能还有什么需要呢？
How could this person possibly have any further need?
但是在这段圣经里面提醒我们，不要对一个人的评价建立在从前，建立在过去。
Yet the Bible here reminds us not to reach the verdict of an individual by what has transpired in the past.
其实对基督徒也是如此。
I think that is the same with Christians.
每一次请你做见证。
Every time that you are asked to give a testimony,
我知道那几年前的那件事情对你是很深很深的震撼和冲击。
I know that that event happened in the past had a very tremendous impact upon your life.
所以每一次你做见证都提到同样一件事情，就是那件事情。
And so every time you stand to give your testimony, you refer to the same thing.
我觉得这无可厚非，这没有什么错。
I know that I think that there's nothing wrong with this.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们不要忘记我们的主是现在的主。
But yet I want you to remind that we should not forget that our Lord is the Lord of the present.
他是现在随时要向我们施恩的主。
He is a Lord that wants to at any time in the present manifest His grace.
让我们对神的经历常常是活在现在式。
And so let us often experience God's grace in the present.
第二。
Secondly,
我们在这里看见这个人叫什么呢？有一个大臣。
We see here the person referred to as a royal officer.
代表一个人事业的成就，代表一个人社会地位的崇高。
It represented a person's status as well as his position in society.
今天在台湾，许多人在那里追求卓越啊 ，excellence， 希望能够追求那最好的。
There are many people in Taiwan at the present are seeking and striving after excellence.
这些卓越成就的人。常常让我们忽略了他们心里跟你我一样空虚，可能还更空虚。
And yet these same people that seem so bent on achieving excellence are like you and I with needs within their hearts.
上个礼拜天我从礼拜堂赶到医院去的时候
Last Sunday as I rushed to the hospital.
我站在我母亲的病床旁边
Standing there beside my mother's bedside.
也不能多帮助什么，因为她差不多没有什么反应。
There was really nothing that I could do because there was no response.
后来握住她的手，跟她祷告完，跟我父亲一起要离开的时候
，And as I held her hand and prayed, after which I left with my father.
突然有一种说不出来的感觉。
There was something within me that was very inexplicable.
两个感觉，一个感觉就是说，我现在跟她分手，我下次来她还在不在，她还活不活
？First of all, in our separation and my parting today, when I come back, will she still be alive?
第二个感觉，我突然发现。我们的房间是三个人，两个人一走，只剩下他一个人，何等的孤单。
And I also noticed that there are three of us in that room, and when we left, there'd only be one person left, and the loneliness that represents.
我不知道他听到没有听到，我就告诉他，我说虽然我们走了，你不要忘记，耶稣就在你的身边，耶稣就在这里。
And as I left, I don't know if she heard me, but I said to her, although we're leaving, do not forget that the Lord Jesus Christ is here with you.
老实说，今天不只是在病床。在医院里面，在病房里面的人觉得孤单。
But yet I don't think it's only those in the hospital in sick beds that have loneliness.
我怕今天坐在我们中间这四百多人，也许我们心里面也一样的有这种孤单的感觉。
Now I feel that there are many of our 400 seated here carry within their hearts a sense of loneliness.
也许人越多，我们孤单的感觉越强烈。
And in a sense, our loneliness only intensifies with the crowd.
这个大臣按外表来看，大概没有什么需要，他什么都有。
From all external signs, perhaps this officer had no needs.
今天这个世界是刻意化妆的世界。
And we live in a society that make believes and decorates itself up.
我们已经从小学会了一件事情，尽量把我们真实的面貌藏在。原谅我这样说，我们的面具的后面。
And that we have learned from a very tender age how to hide our true feelings and our needs behind a mask.
我看到一个漫画，我觉得很有意思。
I saw a comic that I thought very interesting.
一对夫妇回到家。
A couple returning to home.
他们从礼拜堂回来。
After coming home from church.
两夫妇都很高兴，把面具摘下来。
And that both of them very happily took off the mask.
因为从礼拜堂回来。
Because they've come back from church.
可以把这个属灵的这个面具拿下来。
That I can take off that spiritual mask.
哦，那种比别人好像很喜乐平安的面具可以拿下来。
That so seemingly more happy and more peaceful than anyone else mask.
但是这个漫画没有过，后面还有一个连环画在下面。
But that wasn't the end because a following picture appeared.
他太太跟他先生讲。
The wife said to the husband,
把另外一个也拿掉。
Take off the other mask.
原来他只拿掉礼拜堂的另外一个还在里面，所以他不知道有几层都不晓得。
And we are left really not knowing how many levels of masks this husband wore.
弟兄姊妹，求主给我们有这样的智慧。
Lord, may the Lord grant us this type of wisdom.
看见今天有许多的人强装笑脸。
That we might see that there are many today that only carry with them an external smile.
他们的眼泪是往里面吞的。
And that their tears are something that only flows into their stomach.
我们做牧师的人，我们晓得常常有机会跟弟兄姊妹谈话。
We as ministers often have a chance to speak and counsel people.
在某一个名词叫做崩溃。
And that oftentimes we speak of breakdown or
breakdown, 就是说他突然之间在你的面前，那个眼泪就好像泉水一样这样流出来。
And that all of a sudden, right in front of you, tears pour out like fountains.
很多时候我发现这些在上帝的面前这样完全敞开的人， 有的时候外表你完全看不出他有这些需要。
And I've often seen that these that seemingly are so open before the Lord, yet in front of other people in the public, seem to carry with them a mask.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。